Well, hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast for all that crap we just love to talk about on ye old broths. I'm Ronnie, and guess who I'm with? He's handsome, he's thin, he's charming, he's hot. It's Ben. Hello, Ben.
Oh my God, you are so friendly to me today.
Yeah, I want something.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I know. What do you need? Okay, what do you need? You need to keep it, huh? Okay, what do you need?
I have half of a numb mouth because I was at the dentist getting my deep cleaning again. So I'm
good for you.
If anybody's wondering what's wrong with me, I'm not wasted today. Okay? This is sober, but also numb. But I'm moving my mouth, so that's good. And look, I don't have a chip on my bottom tooth anywhere, everybody.
Congratulations. I never even noticed it.
So some of you are on Patreon right now. Hi. Some of you are having your holiday weekend right now. Hi.
Hi.
Either way, still us doing the same recap. Okay, this is a Crappens On Demand episode. You can catch it on patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. And we're super excited. It's Real Housewives of Ultimate Girls Trip, Season 2, Episode 3.
Yes, yes. The madness continues over on El Peacock. And wow, should we just dive into it?
Let's just dive in. Why not? Let's water's dive warm. In.
Yeah, okay. And by the way, I feel like, Ronnie, you having a numb face is very apt for a Real Housewives reunion kind of show. You know, like, I feel like there's been a lot of faces that have been frozen over the years on these franchises. Yeah. So you're just sort of getting into character, you know?
Yeah. I could do my Brandy and Dorinda slurs a lot better like this. So it'll be good. Spit flying everywhere.
So the episode opens up. The smoke alarms are going off in the kitchen. The chefs are setting off all the smoke alarms, and everyone's like emerging from their rooms all grumpy, except for Dorinda, who's just like smiling, like, isn't that funny? It's a smoke alarm. It wasn't on the itinerary, but maybe tomorrow I'll put it on. It's great. What a great way to start the day.
You know that sound? That's how I woke up feeling. That's how I felt this morning. Which I feel like that is Dorinda's internal monologue in the morning. Are we blessed?
She just has such a big smile on her face. So then, of course, she goes over to Marco to go over the itinerary with him, aka terrorize him. And she's like, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to have breakfast, and then we're going to have shopping, and then we're going to have lunch, and then we're going to have field day, and then there's going to be a lasagna bake-off, and then we're going to watch Law and Order, and then there'll be a quiz about Law and Order, and then we're going to prank call Mariska Hargitay, and then we're going to go back and watch another episode of Law and Order, and then it's dinner, and then it's party games, and then it's more ice cream because we had leftovers from yesterday, and then we're going to do a nighttime field day. Sounds pretty easy, right, Marco?
Got it, Marco. In the Dorinda Medley household, there's those that bake the lasagnas, and there's those that prosecute the bad lasagnas. Okay, Marco?
Lasagna in order. So,
and Eva is like getting on a head scarf. She's like, oh my God, the fire alarm. What the hell? And Pedro's like, I said they dried out the grits and burned up the bacon. Lord. Because Pedro knows this fire is probably the black bacon waiting down in the chambers for them.
Burnt bacon.
Well, Brandy called me. She said she makes a good lasagna. Okay. And listen, there's just things you don't do with me. There are things you just don't do. Okay. Don't try to decorate me. Don't try to take my vodka away. And don't take away the lasagna. It's in my blood. Both the vodka and the lasagna. The decorating, I can't really fit in my blood, but I do have a hot glue gun with a very small hole. So I might be trying one.
Yeah, one of my favorite things to do is to multitask. So around Christmas, instead of putting up garlands, I just put up lasagna noodles. It really works out perfectly.
By the way, I will be making lasagna either today or tomorrow, because of course I saw it on TV, so I have to do it. And we had the best lasagna in Los Angeles after our show there, and I want to try and make it. It was like that white lasagna. Yeah. Oh my God.
Oh, I love a white lasagna.
Oh, I've not stopped thinking about it. I've been looking at recipes all morning at the dentist.
You know. Well, by the way, I think an interesting place for you to start to draw inspiration is that Ina Garten, my queen, has a white lasagna. It's like a white lasagna with mushrooms, and it's fabulous. So definitely look that up.
I'm sure. Also, she'll be like, just go out to your garden and get what we all have in our garden. Mushrooms, oregano. I can't even think of anything fancy, but some of those things with fancy things that she would be growing.
You know, if you can forage for your own morels, you know, by all means do it. Otherwise, store-bought creminis are fine.
Yeah.
By the way, I was very excited that we were going to be having a lasagna bake-off between Brandy and Dorinda, because I really was like, my gut told me there's just no way that Brandy can compete with Dorinda or with anyone on a lasagna. Like, I don't look at Brandy Glanville and say, this is someone who knows how to make a good lasagna.
Yeah, I don't either.
But then I thought, like, wouldn't it be interesting? I mean, these Housewives Ultimate Girls Trips are really cool because they are revealing new layers to these reality stars that we never known about. So I thought maybe Brandy, like, this is a cool part of her personality, is that she can, like, kill a lasagna.
No. And, you know, it figures that they're both lasagna queens because lasagna is such a sloppy-ass dish. You know what I mean? And it leaves you so much room to mess up. Now, this is me saying this before I've attempted lasagna. I might come back here next time crying about how hard it was, but let's face it. I mean, it's a sloppy dish. Of course, the two sloppiest people on this show were choosing a sloppy. Like, what's next? Frito pie? Like, serious? So now we're in the kitchen and Taylor's talking to Jill, and Jill's like, last night everything was normal, and then it went to like a 10. Like a 10. Like a serious 10. By the way, I have 10 Amazon people that are willing to come here right now if anybody needs a rolling rack. All right.
By the way, speaking of 10, if anyone needs a shoe size 10, okay, I've got a hookup at Zappos. So just let me know and I'll get them right here delivered right away. Okay.
And then Taylor, of course, is like, she has Housewives memory. So she just remembers that Brandy was crazy. So she's like, yeah, I feel like I was in a bit of a circus last night. And then it cuts to Taylor. Don't you talk to me like that, you fucking little bitch. Like, you are in the circus, ma'am.
You are one of the trapeze artists. Yes. Okay. So then Brandy had like gone into Phaedra's room last night and was like drunk and left her phone there. And Brandy came in, and I don't know, she says like, Brandy came in and she was like, my eyebrows might not be arched right. These are not lesbian, Brandy.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, these aren't lesbian. And Eva's like, wait, what are my eyebrows doing right now? And then we see a clip of, what made you think that lady was a lesbian? And then we get our only murders in the building. Today, murders in the building, lasagna, okay? Because we all know we're going to see lasagna get murdered tonight. So thanks for the music, guys. So it's 9:16, and we switch over to Southern Charm music. And Marcos is passing out that stupid itinerary, which, listen...
Yeah.
Don't give me this. Don't give me a fucking itinerary. You know, that's almost as bad as the thing on Real Housewives of Atlanta this week where they made you weigh in at the party. Like, fuck you. Mm. Don't give me a list of to-do things and a scale. Okay?
Yeah. If you're going to give me a list, also, like, don't print it out. Just email it to me at the very least. So Dorinda's wearing a headpiece. She's wearing like a turban because Phaedra's in a turban. I believe it was Phaedra, right? Or was it Eva? Mm-hmm. I don't remember. But she's wearing it, and then she's like all excited to wear it, and she's excited about her lasagna bake off with Brandy, and she's like, you know what, Brandy stirs the pot and knows how to poke, but there's something very sweet about Brandy, and I do think that Brandy has a good heart, unless she fucks up my lasagna, in which case, fuck that bitch, she has a bad heart, small heart, stupid little bitch, get out of my house.
Yeah, you know, listen, if you see someone that can drink like you can drink, you stand up for them. I'm starting to think that's what it is. I'm starting to think it's like, you know, you can't yell at her, so she had a couple of drinks, she's still a good girl at the end of the day. like the walking margarita machine says, you know. So Yeah, they agree that she's like a really good person, which is hilarious because really, if you think back to Brandy's season, it's like every character on Beverly Hills had this conversation at one point in time or another, right? Like, darling, I know she's a little rough around the edges, but what a good person. And by the end, it's like, that was physical abuse. All right.
I know. It's all the fixers. The fixers want to see the good in Brandy. By the way, I apologize. There's some vacuuming above my head. I don't know if you can hear it or not, but it sounds like a steamroller is going over my head.
That's one of those sounds I never mind vacuuming. I never mind. Really? As long as it's not me who's doing it. It's something that fills me with grace and gratitude. Every time I hear vacuuming wow. and there's not a vacuum in my hand, I'm like, thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, vacuuming doesn't bother me, but I don't want people who are listening to be like, does anyone realize that there's a vacuum?
Have you ever heard of Watch What Crappens? I think they might be a little bit unprofessional.
I know.
Shocker.
So, meanwhile, over in Vicky's world, Bueller, meanwhile, is jumping around like mad dog.
Meanwhile, the dog is just rebelling back there. He's having his own protest, just throwing pillows around. Relax, I love you. I'm watching you. Wow, we're together. Wow, look at this quality time. Wow. Sorry.
Quality time. So Vicky's congested. She's really congested right now. I don't have COVID. I don't have COVID. I'm just very, very, very congested with a cough.
And, let's just celebrate your birthday, mama, here, batch. She's like, no, let's celebrate it with our real friends. Our real friends. I was like, I'm sorry, Donald Trump Jr.'s busy, Ramona.
Okay. Jeanine Pirro, she has an obligation. I apologize.
The gun range is closed. You're going to have to get a cake at the local Great Barrington grocery store and deal
with it. We're going to have to check in with Candace Owens to see if she can make it.
So Tamara's like, these army fans are real new friends. And she's like, you know what? I'm good with some of these new friends, but like some of them, like, hand me the Kleenex. Hand me the Kleenex. It's not COVID. It's not COVID.
You know what? Not only am I recovering from COVID, which I'm not even sure is real, Brandy came after me and I got this breakup and then that I wasn't expecting. And I just don't feel 100% right now. I don't feel 100% at all.
So it's breakfast time, and Eva and Brandy are sitting at the table, and Dorinda comes in and she's like, oh my god, Brandy, you've got my sweatshirt on. Yeah, Brandy, even though you're wearing a sweatshirt I had made that said I met a nice bitch, there's something with the word bitch in it, I just want to say I love you, but you have a mouth. Okay, you've got a mouth. You know what I say? She's got the face of an angel and the mouth of a serpent.
Does that mean I give Greek blowjobs? I mean, I do. Serpent blowjobs.
Who wants a blowjob from a serpent?
I know.
Have either of you seen a serpent? Because they don't have great mouths and they don't give good blowjobs.
I think she's confusing her private parts metaphors. The serpent's supposed to be the penis, okay? You don't want the penis to be blowing the penis, okay? So.
Weird.
Mouth of.
And Dorinda,
mouth of a wood chipper. Wow, I must give great oral.
Mouth like a set of steak knives. I give good blowjobs, that's for sure.
So Dorinda's like, you know what? Here's the thing. It's like, you know, I say my piece and I move on. That's what I do. I say my piece and I move on.
Like the cast of Hamilton, you say your piece and you move on to the next town to say it again, okay? And then you say your piece. You say your piece 8 times a week, okay? What are you talking about? You move on. Dorinda, bullshit.
I'm not going to miss my shot. Hey,
I'm Alexander Hamilton. I'm Alexander Hamilton.
Hey, everyone, gather around the breakfast table in the room where it happens, okay? Oh, I'm speechless.
So Brandy's like, well, I thought my issue was going to be Tamara because, like, she says bullshit in the press about me, but I didn't think it would be, like, a problem with Vicky. Like, I never thought that. She said something on her podcast. I mean, give me a break. Like, it's not like it's the New York Times. You know what I mean? You didn't catch Deep Throat, Serpent blowjob.
Serpent throat. So basically, she's like, I just think that they're like so freshly off the housewives and it's been like years for me, but they're like still so much in their mode. I think they're still in that mode. I'm like, Brandy, you were on Celebrity Apprentice like 2 years ago. Okay. Stop acting like you've been like divorced from reality TV for 10 years while you work, you know, in an urban beehive, like harvesting honey. Okay. That's not what you're
doing. And doesn't her podcast talk about housewives? I mean, among other things, I'm sure she talks about other things, but so Tamara and Vicky, back to Tamara and Vicky.
Why have we never called her Tammy? She is such a Tammy.
Tammy Sue. That's what they call her.
Tammy Sue.
So Tamara's like, I'm just going to ignore the bad behavior. And Vicky's like, well, you know what? How could you ignore that? Because there's no good behavior. I mean, with Brandy, there's nothing good. There's nothing good there. Okay.
Yeah. And Tamara goes, but she's sweat. Well, when she's not drinking, she's... I'm sorry, is that your cold or is that your reaction? I can't tell. So once Tamara jumps on the Brandy is sweet until she drinks bandwagon, like, there's someone sweets down there. And then Dorinda tells them all, guess what? Tonight, we're going to stay in and we're going to get in the pajamas as opposed to the other thing that we could do, which is stay in and wear jeans. There's a lot of things to do up here.
So Brandy's like, listen, I only suggested a lasagna off because I know my lasagna's the shit, but I'm in Dorinda's home and she's gonna have someone checking on hers all day, and I definitely don't have the hometown advantage here. I'm like, okay, loser, don't start with accusing someone of cheating. Let them cheat first. Your lasagna sucks, I can tell from here.
Yeah, but that being said, I mean, Dorinda was taking her ingredients, which is hilarious, all day long. Brandy's ingredients just kept disappearing. She's like, wait, where are all my tomatoes? It was very Top Chef. It was very much like, oh man, I left a bag at Whole Foods. You know, when they zoom in on like a bag, a sack of tomatoes on the, in the cart at Whole Foods. And it's like, did you mean to make a tomato sauce with no tomatoes? Idiot.
Did you mean to put cork in this lasagna? Yeah, that's how I do it. Well, someone steals my things. Also, they're playing Rocky music while Dorinda starts making her lasagna. Guys, let's stop using the Rocky music for everything. Rocky was not in favor of lasagna. Did you see that movie? That song is while he's running up some fucking stairs over and over again. Don't give him the pleasure of the lasagna scene, okay?
What do you think was at the top of those stairs? Probably lasagna.
No, it was not lasagna. Give it the Garfield theme, okay? Why can't Garfield, we have a Garfield hero theme? Where's that?
Yeah, that's, there we go. Now you're talking, okay?
So Dorinda's all like, just to put...
House of Odies.
So Brandy's just said, Dorinda's got the hometown advantage, whatever. And we're like, whatever, don't accuse someone of cheating. Immediately, Dorinda's like, yeah, well, I'm going to get all the good ingredients before she gets here so she has a disadvantage.
Yeah, she goes, you know what? So I use some of the tomatoes that we bought. Tomatoes, like whatever. I'll give you that. I took tomatoes. I'm like, tomatoes are not insignificant. It's a lasagna.
And we see her telling all the workers there what to do. She's like, okay, you do this. And then 20 minutes, you do this. Len, you need to call me. You need to get Kwame for a second seasoning. Okay, because there's going to be a second seasoning of this.
Yeah. So now they're all gathering because they're going to go shopping in Great Barrington, and Eva's really excited because she found a dispensary and she really wants to get Taylor high. So they go to the town and they're walking down the streets and it's really cute, and they go into like a crystal shop, and Eva loves crystals, of course, so she's in hog heaven. And Phaedra's also exploring the world of crystals. She goes, I've even had a yoni crystal in my vagina before, and it won't come out until it's supposed to, and then just dropped out, and I walked into Target and met a man and went on 3 dates with him. Then I found out he worshipped the devil. The story kept going in ways I was not expecting.
I know. Multiple twists in one interview. So Taylor's like, what if I get the wrong crystal? I mean, I've never really been into crystals, but, you know, what if a crystal draws something bad into my life? Honey, crystals. Try crystals, okay? You've already had the bad drawn into your life. Yeah, just use the crystals. At this point, just take whatever. That's what I say.
Yeah. And Vicky's like, I want a crystal ball. I want a crystal ball. I want to look into the future. I want to see what insurance has done. That, okay. Oh my God. I just saw what happens to Flo. Oh, I can't even tell you. It's terrible.
She's like, I've never gotten into crystals. I mean, I just don't understand how a rock is supposed to help anything. Like, if I'm going to get a rock, though, I'm going to buy it for myself because the universe doesn't have a good enough job to send me the rock I want. So I'm going to get the biggest rock I want. And then when the universe breaks up with me, I'm going to say, fuck you. How could you do this to me? I'm keeping this rock.
Oh, goodness, Vicky.
And the lady who works there is like, you know, these people, I don't know, because, you know, I have crystals. I believe kind of in crystals. I'm like a half-assed believer in everything. I'm like, if it'll make me rich, I'll try it. And so, like, I'll try them. But I feel like women have an unfair advantage sometimes because this crystal lady tells Vicky, you should try the amethyst because you can put the amethyst in your bra and that'll heal your heart chakra. Well, what the fuck? Who's going to heal my heart chakra? That's not fair.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, maybe put it on a little necklace for you, Ron, and just sit it right in there.
No, then it'll get the middle of my chest chakra. That's not the same.
Clavicle will be fixed.
I need a heart chakra and a blood pressure chakra.
I need a man boobs chakra.
I need a man boobs chakra.
I need a COVID-20 chakra, please.
Yeah.
So then Tamara's sitting with Dorinda at, they go to a liquor store and they sit at a table because there's like wine tastings. And Tamara's being real crafty with Dorinda. I don't know if you picked up on this, but she goes, I love you to death, but I was confused about something last night and I want to talk to you about something that happened last night because I was confused about it last night.
Go ahead. You can talk to me about anything. You know, that's me, Dorinda. Come to Dorinda. Dorinda, the calmest, most rational person on Bravo. Come to me whenever you need to. What is it, Bam Bam?
Well, I felt like you were a little wishy-washy. And I was like, oh, Tamara said that on purpose because Dorinda had a whole rant about how she hates people who are wishy-washy. And then Tamara just goes and turns it on Dorinda. And I thought this was going to go in a really dark way. And it somehow doesn't. But I'm still going to say that Tamara was trying some shit here. And it didn't quite work. But Tamara was trying.
Well, Tamara is definitely... She's not trying to fight with Dorinda, but she's definitely going to try and use her as a weapon, right? But Dorinda, yeah. You know, I don't know that Dorinda's really that easy. So she's like, yeah, you were wishy-washy because last night at the table, you were frustrated with Brandeis. But then she starts going off on people and telling people shut the fuck up. And then you defended her. Lips. That's my lip sound. And then we get a clip of Dorinda drunk being like, you know what? Vicky is ready to destroy her. Okay. Oh, no. This is a clip of Dorinda being like, COVID. Okay, so we get back, and Dorinda's like, well, I think it's because Vicky is ready to destroy her, and, you know, she's very easily destroyed. Okay?
Yeah. And Tamara's like, well, I just don't understand why you give Brandeis a pass, bitch. I mean, like, it's like it almost feels like Dorinda and Brandeis have an agreement, bitch.
And Dorinda's like, you know what? Brandy's in a bad place. Okay. And it's a push and pull with her. You know, sometimes you pull things, sometimes you push things. Sometimes the things fall down and eat ice cream in your bed. What are you going to do? You know what I'm saying? And Tamara's like, yeah, like, I got push and pull. I'm in a gym. Call cut that off. But it's like you defended her and then you yelled at everyone else. And she's like, well, Vicky's waiting for her to fuck up and go for her. And you know what? Brandy was nice about my house and Vicky wasn't. That's what's unspoken. But I'm saying it in my head right now. You tactless, tasteless bitch. Okay? You gotta have taste to know taste, honey. And that's all I'm saying.
Yeah. And so Vicky walks in and she's like, okay, who do I have to know? Who do you have to know to get a glass of wine around here? Am I right? Oh my God, I'm so glad to take this mask off. I can barely breathe in it because I'm already congested with a mystery illness. Wine, please.
Oh my God, my heart hurts. My heart hurts. Must be because I took that vaccine. Oh my God, never mind. I didn't. I'm fine. My heart's fine again. So Vicky's like, what are you talking about? And Tamara's like, so, Vicky, there's a feeling that you want a pants on Brenda. And she goes, no, I don't want to. I don't want to. That's not what I want to do. And Brenda's like, well, I feel that way. You know what? I feel that way. And Tamara's like, yeah, she feels like you want to take her down. And Dorinda's like, yeah, you know, I feel that Brandy, she's going to chip away at you. And then you're just going to come in and you're going to destroy her with, you know, dangerous driving facts. Life insurance you papers. Know,
you know, information about earthquakes. And you know what? Like, you're much stronger. You know, I get mad and yell and then I feel bad because she's weak. She's a weak little girl. So Vicky's like, I don't want to fight. I don't want to. Okay, she picks a fight with me, and like if she picks a fight with me again, she's gonna have to deal with me. But I'm up to here because I'm up to here with her. But I don't want to fight. I don't. You know what? Fighting is like vaccines. I don't want it. Don't want it whatsoever.
She's like, but you know, I don't like her saying shit like fuck you. Fuck you. Like, you just said shit like, come on, you fucking nuns. Get over yourselves, all of you. So Dorinda's like, all right, this was fun, the way you tried to manipulate me into screaming at Brandy, but I'm going to go now. All right, beef and jerky. Okay, I'll be in the next store looking at crystals.
Yeah.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So now the other girl, now they're all heading to the dispensary, and Taylor's very excited. She's like, I'm getting to go with the cannabis queen, Eva, and it's going to be in Great Barrington of all places. I would not have expected that. So they're going, and Jill's like, ugh, feh. You know what? Pot, I can't do pot. It just makes me hungry. I eat enough as it is. In fact, I got a great deal on Klondike bars. If you want to know, just call me. I got a great deal. I got a bunch in the freezer. I'm not even going to eat them all. Just come over. I'm going to feed you all. Bring your friends. Klondike party for all of us. It'll be great.
And Brandy's like, I don't go to weed shops. I've never bought a drug in my life. People just give them to me. Can I have that life? I just want to be on a reality show so that will happen. Where people are like, hey, yeah, Here's some drugs. And you can say, thank you. So they go in, and Eva is asking for the staff pick. She's like, what's the staff pick? Tell me about that. And Vicky and Tamara are behind them walking down the sidewalk. And Tamara's like, they're getting stunned. And Vicky's like, oh my God, who does drugs at this trip? Who? I cannot wait to relentlessly judge them at the dinner table.
Yeah. And then they are back on the sidewalk. And because I guess they do all their shopping, and then they're back in the sidewalk, and Jill's like, Eva, are you loaded up? Guess what? While you were in there, I met five guys. They own a pot farm. So if you need any more pot, they're selling it for 30% off. And I'll just let them know. I'll put you together. They're wonderful guys.
So they go back home for lunch, and Marcos is like, really jealous you guys got to go to that Shut up, Marcos, all right? When the lady in the house is present, you shut your trap and get her some lunch. It's on the itinerary. All right, Marcos? So she's like, yes, everybody, this is bluestone cucumber salad. It's traditional. Let's all just enjoy that. Okay, thank you. This has been lovely. Love your home. Love Marcus. Love Len. Everybody's been doing a great job. Get me the fuck out of here. I'm going to a restaurant. I want your fucking cucumber salad? Who eats that? I want a club sandwich with some French fries. That's what I want. Make that happen.
Well, Vicky is, meanwhile, turning into... She looks like a melted candle at this point. She's just, like, sitting there at the table, like... And Jill's like, you know, Vicky... You look terrible. Sorry, that came out wrong. You look like a piece of shit. No, what I'm trying to say is you look like a disaster. I can't imagine any man wanting to ever physically want to touch you. No, I'm saying this wrong. You don't look like yourself.
You know what, okay, you look like? You know when people say, oh my God, look what the cat dragged in. You really look like what the cat dragged in. Like, it's so sad. Like, is it a mouse? Like, who even knows at this point? Because the cat took it. Like, it's not like it just finds a mouse, gets it, and brings it in. It finds it. It takes it by the body, and then it starts head slamming it down into the ground. Have you seen a cat with a mouse? Like, it's disgusting. It's really disgusting. I've seen it before. It's actually disgusting. I'm still traumatized by it. That's what you look like. It's horrible.
you know, my very good friend Susie, she has a cat. And I said, look what the cat dragged in. And you know what she dragged in? Actually, some Jill and Allie pajamas. I couldn't believe it. What great taste that cat had.
You know what? Sometimes cats drag in good things. But I'm looking
cats
at you.
Like a good deal.
Yeah, I'm looking at you. Today, they didn't drag in a good thing. Okay? They just said, I'm sorry. No offense.
I think that cat needs a personal shopper. So basically, like, Dorinda's complaining about Vicky's energy. She's like, you know, energy's never great. This whole thing just seems dramatic for her. I'm like, well, yeah, I think Bluestone Manor seems to have that effect on a lot of people. I mean, if you just look at the tape, most people come out of it like needing a
everybody's crazy. Yeah, everybody leaves there fucking crazy, which goes back to a prediction I made years ago. There's mold damage in that house. Like, I suspect there's black mold somewhere in that house. It just makes you fucking lose. Looney Tunes.
I think it's fair. It's a fair guess. So so Jill's like, I mean, look at her. She's suffering. She's quiet. She's suffering. Okay, but like, would it wouldn't be terrible to take a few hours off and maybe you make her feel better. Okay, like maybe she just needs to have a good night. She'll have a good night. She'll take a rest. She go, okay, go to bed. Someone make her some tea. Okay, I got a deal on tea bags. If anyone needs some tea, I got tea bags. And now Dorinda's getting mad. Dorinda's getting mad at Jill. I think that Jill's having a very natural response to someone who is under the weather. And Dorinda's like, hey, I'm the hostess of this space and I really planned it out to be a fun experience, and it really only takes one rotten apple to spoil the whole barrel. So I don't think that Jill needs to be engaged in this. It needs to feed the fire.
Yeah. And so she's like, all right, but today we're going to play some field games, and everybody is expected to join, girls, and I expect you to be competitive. Right? And Taylor's like, she is large and in charge. She's like the Girl Scout leader, and she wants everyone to participate. So I don't think she gives a shit how Vicky's feeling, really. And then you've got Vicky over there like, oh my God, I feel like I've been standing on my head. Do I look like it? Do I look like I've been standing? Vicky, you look like you've been standing on your head for 8 seasons.
Okay. Put a towel on my face. Put a towel on my face. I don't want to be looked at this way. Wheelchair and towel, please.
So she's all bitter and goes to bed. By the way, she had COVID. I mean, most of us have had COVID at this point, I would guess. And it is exhausting. But I'm kind of on Team Dorinda here, mostly because it's anti-Vicky and Vicky sucks. But go home. Like, go home. Everyone knows you don't go on vacation probably 5 minutes after you've had COVID. Which,
yeah.
She probably did come 5 minutes. She probably still has it, right? I still believe she has it right now.
Yeah, so now Brandy and Eva are smoking up outside, and or smoking out, as they say here on the West Coast, smoking out, smoking up. But it was, by the way, I thought this was kind of a little wild because I don't feel like we've really seen the Real Housewives like smoking like that, like smoking weed, right? Like we've caught a cigarette here and there, but to see them actually smoking up on camera, I was like, ooh, Peacock being a little... push the envelope a little bit, huh?
Oh, gosh. No, when the housewives do it, it's just passe. Find something else. That's when the rest of the country, like, officially goes back to coke constantly. It's over. Okay?
Kyle Richards will be doing it next.
Yeah.
Kyle will be doing it with, like, a blinged out.
Kyle does smoke.
She's like, guys.
Yeah, don't you remember that was one of her things when Brandy's like, oh, really? Like how you smoke weed online, then say you don't, bitch? And Kyle's like, I have children. How dare you? So Brandy and Eva, so they go over to the hammock, and Brandy's like, oh, it's a hammock. I fell off a hammock once. It hurt. You could probably say that about anything in this house. Oh my God, a fireplace? I fell off a fireplace once. It hurt.
So
is that a stand mixer? Like... I fell off a stand mixer once.
That I can visualize that, and I see it happen. Like, I can see you're putting your foot in there. Like, this is cool. It's kind of like a boot. It's like it's a bowl. So Eva's just, you know, they're just like talking about what the day is going to be like. They're like, well, whatever. We're just gonna let Dorinda blow her whistle. Run around, let her blow her whistle. And Brandy's like, I'm always having fun until someone's just being like a bitch, you know, and I'm just trying to be myself. And Eva's like, well, who you are is fun, Brandy. And she's like, well, I'm being told to be someone I'm not. Like, I love you, Eva. Like, you're awesome. And I'm definitely not going to burn this bridge by the end of the episode.
So Phaedra and Jill are talking about their boobs, and Phaedra's like, I'm a 34C. And Jill's like, oh, you know what? I'm a 34 heavy double D. You know what? I don't even want a clip shown right now. I'm just going to tell you what happened. So I was talking to Andy, and he said, how's your boobs? And I said, Andy, they're ridiculous. They're like a 38-19D, right? And he said, isn't that me? I said, you know what? Alphabets are different with boobs. Like, it's crazy how they work with boobs. I don't really understand it. I think that because they don't want kids to understand bra sizes, because then it gives the kids the wrong impression. And before you know it, you've got kids walking around in bras, which don't we have enough to pay for as parents? Am I right?
Yeah, I wear a 34DFM, which actually stands for Danbury Fair Mall, which is where you can get Jill and Allie bras 50% off. The
Danbury Fair Mall.
Oh. It's a real mall. I spent many, many days in my childhood there, Ronnie.
But it's funny that we actually do get a clip of Andy at a reunion. And it's classic because it's just, it never ends, you know? It's like, we try and grow and change throughout the years, but not Andy. Andy's just like, how's your boobs?
I know. You're looking a little less top heavy, huh?
Yeah. So then Vicky and Tamara are in bed, and Monica, the production medic, comes in. Because, of course, it's not a trip with Vicky unless Vicky convinces everyone she's dying just to see who sends her a fucking casserole. Okay?
Yeah. But, well, it is, to be fair, it is also casserole time. COVID times. COVID times and casserole times, kind of one and the same.
Yeah.
So they have to be, I'm sure they have to be extra careful, and especially because Vicky's like, it's shallow. It's like a shallow. Like, I feel like I'm having really shallow breath. What's that Lady Gaga song? In the shallow, the shallows, in the shallows. That's my breath. My breath is Lady Gaga, but she's a liberal. I don't like her.
You know, it's like when it's like when you're trying to breathe in. It's like you're breathing out in one of those cocaine. No, Tamara. You know, like when you're trying to breathe in with a spray paint. No, Tamara. Like when you're trying to breathe in one of those. Sorry, but it's not even breathing in, Tamara. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Sorry, I'm just trying to remember all the things I've seen my son snort over the years. Vicky's like, no, it's like, what do you call it? Like, it's like a Gina Keough, like, pepper bag? Yeah, just like that.
If you're contagious, I'm going to kill you, fucker. She's like, my doctor cleared me. Really? Really? The same doctor who told you you can't get a shot because you have a varicose vein or whatever the fuck you have? Get out of here.
I think writing into the Dr. Oz show is not the same as being cleared by a doctor. And she's like, my breathing's so shallow. And they're like zooming in on the wine glass that's in between her legs also. And so she's like, do I need a steroid shot? They're like, yeah, so we're going to take it. I started to give Monica an Australian accent because I'm still used to the medics on Survivor who come in. They're like, say, it looks like your leg fell off. I'm not sure you'll be able to continue this competition. We'll have to let Jeff Preps know.
Do I need a steroid shot? And Tamara's like, I'm not going with you. I'm not going to the hospital with you. Every single time I go on a trip with her, she's sick. Or she gets hurt and she has to go to the hospital. And then we see clips of that. And
yes.
Now, one of those clips, Tamara, was your fault because you were the one who drove that four-wheeler and crashed. Yeah, and everyone had to go to the hospital.
That's true. So then, in case everyone was concerned about the medical state of things, here comes Dr. Jill.
Yeah.
AKA, like, this is the moment where Jill was so, like, both my parents rolled into one. Jill just comes in to oversee and to narrate what everyone's going to do. She's like, you know what? I could tell at lunch, you don't look good. You don't have energy. Okay. You don't look like yourself. Her eyes are glossy. It's not good. And so then,
She's like, I don't want to interfere. You know what I mean? But you don't look like yourself. I mean, your eyes are glassy. Your lips are making this little purse like you're saying, wah, 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 wah. Your eyes are really open and looking all around. You're doing this with your fingers randomly. Like, I really don't. It's not you. Are you kidding? That's exactly what Vicky looks like. No. But you look like Vicky, but like if Vicky was like a Cabbage Patch doll. You know what I'm saying? Kind of like a Cabbage Patch doll with like an old lady wig. That's kind of what you look like. And, you know, it's not. That is Vicky. That's what Vicky looks like. You know what? I think I may have just been watching another show this whole year. I guess you're Vicky. Okay. Go. Have fun.
She's having separation anxiety from a caliente sign. So Dorinda walks in and she's like, I'm ready. What's going on? And Jill goes, oh, are we doing 80s today? She goes, No, that's just my referee outfit.
How you think, Vicky? How you think? And Vicky's like, oh my God. Yeah, I'm sick. I'm dying. Jill just told me I look like a cabbage patch doll, actually. So I need to go to the hospital and then to like a mental doctor as well. I'm very hurt. I'm very hurt.
She's very ill. She looks very wonky. She looks, it's not right. And Dorinda's like, Jill, what are you doing? Stay out of it. It's ruining another thing on my itinerary. Follow the itinerary, okay? So then Jill announces what everyone's going to be doing. She goes, okay, Vicky, take the steroid shot. She's going to stay here and you're going to go with her, which is to most people is probably like a nothing line, but that was like literally like I grew up with, I feel like that line. My parents declaring who's going to go with who. Okay, you stay here, you go with him, that's it. Whether it's getting the mail, whether it's picking up dry cleaning, whether you're feeling under the weather, it's like, here's what you're going to do. I'm going to stay here, you go with your mother. It's like my entire childhood is telling me who I'm going to go with.
Oh, parents. So Brandy is cooking and Vicky's leaving and Tamara's like, yeah, you know, I just want to have fun. I don't want to be Vicky's keeper. She's got Nurse Monica. She's fine. So then we see Vicky getting
Monica.
We see Vicky getting in the ambulance with Monica. And Vicky's like, oh my God, I like have no personality right now. Well, you could be your personality because I like have no personality right now. Give me a personality, any personality. And Monica's like, I can share some of my personality. He's like, oh my God. Oh my God, just let me out of the car. Just let me out of the car.
Wait a second. Her personality believes in science. I can't do this. So then the girls, now they're all getting ready for field day. And Jill's like, by the way, I just want you to know this, what I'm wearing right now. It's Jill and Allie. Yeah, it's Jill and Allie.
It's like Kate and Allie, but more modern. You know what I'm saying?
It's like Jack and Jill, but reversed and without Jack and an Allie instead.
And Taylor's like, she really is an infomercial. My gosh, she has so many products. It goes to Jill like, yeah, that's Jill and Allie, which is fantastic. Everybody loves it. Breathable, comfortable. Oh my God. And look, while I'm pointing down at the bottom cuffs of this, which is sewn very well, by the way, I have to say, look at that rug. That's a Zarin. That's a Zarin. And those socks, do you know I worked for that sock company? Like, it's not technically a Zarin, but my soul is still there because I was there. You know, that's what happens. I go somewhere, they never forget me. They keep making the socks, like, from my first note. I said, you know what this sock needs? It needs, like, a rounder toe. You know the big toe? It can be very uncomfortable if you have the wrong socks. Look at those socks. Now they charge $80 for those. You're welcome, socks.
Yeah, E.G. Smith socks are part of the larger extended Zarin universe. Okay. by the way, I have to say, I really like that Jill Zarin rug. I'm not gonna lie. I was like, that is a cute rug. Good, like outdoor rugs are not easy to come by. Okay, that still look good. So anyway, look, now I'm like Zarin QVC too. So now it's time for field day. And Dorinda's like, I was made to be a referee. That's why I'm wearing a uniform that doesn't look anything like a referee. Okay, so everyone, let's have a moment of silence for Vicky getting better. And then Tamara's like, that's your dad? What happens?
She's dead to me. So RIP, stupid face. Okay, so the games today involve things from different Real Housewives. Apples, diamonds, oranges, peaches. Okay, everything. And then it's like, Dorinda's BSM field day. And then we get the fun and games thing, which I don't know how many notes you took. I'm assuming none. You're not a big fun and games fan.
I'm not a big fun and game. I was amused by this, but I'm not a big fun and games fan. But what I did enjoy was Dorinda trying to explain the fun and games and Marco the butler getting so excited that he kept trying to be like, oh, and then the next stop after that is going to be apples. Okay, you know what,
Marco? Shut up, Marcos.
Marco.
All right.
Marco, this is mine. You're getting a little too comfortable. Okay, let's move. Let's back it up. Let me do my thing. I'm the referee, but I'm also the announcer, okay?
So they do this thing. And I love that Phaedra keeps comment. Like, Phaedra has some obsession with Taylor's camel toe because this is the second time she's like, everyone's like, my biggest competition is so-and-so. And Phaedra's like, my biggest competition today is Taylor's camel toe. That thing has bite.
Phaedra's kind of an odd duck. Like, I feel like she doesn't like talk with people. She just sort of giggles and like, or goes like, like, I feel like she doesn't like have like conversations. She just sort of like nods and and makes commentary. You know?
Yeah. I love it. So I think she's most famous on this show from her diary room sessions, you know? Because yeah, it's like they didn't even know what an a-hole Phaedra was really on her first season of Atlanta. It wasn't until they all watched it back that they were like, wait a minute. And Phaedra was so popular. They were like, how did that happen?
Yeah, Phaedra is, I mean, she is, there's something about her that's like a little impenetrable because you never really feel like you're getting the truth with her. She's sort of...
Oh, I love that about people.
Right, no, but that's like her thing. Like, that's, like, she sort of has, like, she's always like, and you're like, you don't really know what's going on in her mind.
Yeah,
but
I love it.
That's her thing. That's
I love it. If I ever do get married, it's going to be to some kind of a shady customer service person. Who's just like, it's like, honey, I'm hungry. Are you? Are you hungry? What can I do to make you happy? And you're like, do they hate me? God, this is so hot.
next time we go to Atlanta, we should try to get Phaedra to come on to our show because I think that would be really amazing.
Oh,
I'm
my
just
God.
Gonna declare that right now.
I'm in the universe. Yeah, put it out there. So let's see here. They do these fights. Eva wins by far. I mean, Eva wins. She's a mile ahead of everybody else. And she wins some kind of gift basket or some shit, probably with like Dorinda tea towels or whatever.
Bluestone Manor's next top model. Congratulations. 2 for 2, Eva. So, so then they're like, afterwards, Brandy's like, did you notice that like without Vicky here, Tamara's like a much kinder, nicer person. I mean, she still stands on garbage cans and scowls at me, but like, that's just what possums do.
And Phaedra's like, well, she's always been cool to me. And Jill's like, no, but she's not saying like she's always been cool. She's saying she's better now. You know what I mean? Because like that means like she was worse before, but now without Vicky here, she's kinder. That's what she's saying. Phaedra's like, I'm still not really gauging a difference there. She goes, yeah, but like before and after, she's really nice. And I guess that's what I'm trying to say. And then Tamara's right behind them suddenly. She's like, What I do?
I just think you're like a lot more fun without Vicky. She's like, I'm funs all the times. What am I not funs, bitches? She's like, well, when you were yelling at me, well, you yelled at my first batch.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial. So, Brandy runs in to do whatever. So now it's, Brandy sees...
Lasagna. She has to run in for lasagna.
Okay, so Brandy and Taylor are like bonded now, I guess, in Brandy's mind. So Brandy's like, oh my God, smell this. And Taylor's like, Yeah, that's a smell. Well, I think it sat out too long. I mean, overnight, possibly. It's the meat. Do you like that? It's stinky, right? Is it stinky? Should I serve this? Imagine what the Spanish flu smelled like after everybody died. Like, give it a week. Would you still eat them if you were walking through town a week later? That's what this smells like, Taylor's like.
She's like, I've watched enough Food Network star to know you're not showing the right enthusiasm for your food at the moment.
If you think it's rotten, it's rotten. Okay, that's a pretty good rule to follow.
It smells bad. It smells bad. It's bad.
If any part of you is like, this doesn't smell right, right? Smell this. If you have to tell someone else, smell this, it's rotten. Okay, throw that shit away. Nope. Don't be serving that to an entire cast of people.
When in doubt, throw it out. But that being said, that's the expression people say about fish. When in doubt, throw it out. But that being said, at one point Brandy's like cooking and she like drops a sausage on the floor and then she's like, oh, too bad, and she throws it out. I have to say, I don't think I would have thrown that sausage out. Everyone, this is my hot take. I would have washed it, and it's because it's raw. It's already, you can't eat it right in its state anyway. Wash it. Whatever,
like, and it's got casing on it, right? So you can drop it and then squeeze it out. I mean, listen, it's already a cow's intestine or a pig intestine.
It's already lethal.
Yeah.
Until you cook it, that doesn't. You know, come on, Brandy. That's when I knew that like her lasagna may not be that good because she was like, I feel like a good lasagna chef puts that
terrible. I can't even believe I'm listening to you say that. She did the right thing, but I think she only did the right thing because there were cameras there. Because, you know, Brandy is not throwing away a damn sausage.
I would have rinsed it off.
So Brandy's like, oh my God, That sounds like Julia Child, right? Like, oh, okay. So then, yeah, nope. So Tamara's in the hot tub talking to Taylor. And Tamara, so classless. Tamara's just classless. She's like out of the hot tub, like, oh my God, look, there's a leash down here. This needs some upgrading, but like, really, how's your hot tub that you had to sell after you got fired? Ma'am.
Ooh, yeah. So,
I don't know why I'm so defensive about this house. I just can't imagine having picky people come into my house.
Like a beautiful house that was featured in Architectural Digest.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I must have missed the edition of AD when Vicky's grotto was on display.
Yeah. She's acting like she's so nice to Dorinda. This is what always makes me crazy about Tamara. She's two-faced. She's so nice to Dorinda's face, but then the second she turns, she's like, gross. This is gross. That's creepy. That's creepy. These tiles are loose. She's gross.
Yeah, it was such a small scene, but it bothered me too. Her sticking that flagstone back in. I was like, well, don't take it out in the first place, Tamara.
So Brandy is like, oh my God, she went through my stuff. She stole my stuff again. Dorinda stole my stuff. You guys are tripping. Okay, Len? Len's just like, not guilty.
Yeah, she asked Marco, like, did you she's like, what the hell? And Marco's like, I can assure you that Dorinda made the lasagna herself. And they cut to like, chef, Len, not a chef, technically not a chef, all working on it. So then, then Brandy goes, the secret to my lasagna is being able to cook it and not have three chefs do it for me.
So let's see. So then she's just talking to herself because Marcos is kind of there, but he's not really allowed to engage. I mean, he's talking to Brandy, so who really wants to fully engage anyway? So she's like, Marcos, I mean, this one needs to cook 30 minutes. Do you mind watching that? He's like, okay, there's oranges, diamonds, but some of the boxes have rocks in them. Marco, shut up. I mean, I know I don't pay you, but hopefully I can tell you this for free. Shut up, Marcos. So anyway, I'm going to get a drink.
Quiet down there.
I'm going to get a drink, and then I'm going to go change my clothes. Not my personality, okay? Still don't have a drinking problem. I have a drinking solution. Put that on a tea towel. Actually, we've already got that on a tea towel as part of the Make It Nice collection. Shut up, Marcos. All right? That's another free tip.
So Vicky's back. She has a sinus infection, and Tamara's like, Brenda said I'd have fun without you, but that's stupid that you hold me back. Oh please, I do a lot of things, but holding you back, it's not one of them. She's just trying to divide. Okay, Brandy, you think Tamara's more fun when I'm not around? I am not a fun bus right now, but I do want to whoop it up. So I want to find a way to whoop it up. Okay, we're gonna make it happen. And then my favorite part of the episode, this shot of Jules Aaron walking down the hallway alone. And she's talking to herself. She goes, I was being such a bitch. All right, I'm going to go upstairs. I'm going to get a soda. Like she's concluding a conversation with someone and that other person is not there.
Yeah. Yeah. So then Brandy and Eva. So Brandy's on the bed and she's like, can I get braids? What do you call them? And she's like, cornrows? She goes, no, braids. Just braids.
Cornrows.
No, braids. I just want braids. So Eva calls her husband while Brandy's there. And they're, you know, just doing the regular, oh my God, we're on vacation. It's so fun. And Brandy's like, hi, baby daddy. Hi, baby daddy. You're the greatest wife. I love her because she gets me. And most people don't get me. That's such a Brandy thing to say. Here's what I love about your wife. She likes me. Okay?
Yep. And it also means that now that like Brandy has been accepted by Eva, she's going to do something to test that friendship, which will happen later in the episode. You know, I think that's Brandy's thing. It's like once she is like, I think she's like uncomfortable with having people liking her. And so she undermines it. She knows she's undermining it. She may act innocent, but she knows she's undermining it. So my wallet just fell in my pocket. So Eva, that's actually, I feel like even though that was that was me saying that, that could have just been a cutaway of Jules Aaron.
I was going to say,
like, my wallet.
I was going to say, Zarin's rubbing off on you over there.
So they say that they talk about how Eve, that Brandy is part of the cookout crew. Like, Eva, Phaedra, and Brandy are part of the cookout crew. And Phaedra's like, the cookout crew are the people who are always invited to the cookout because they know how to relax and have fun. No judgment. I was like, I feel like Brandy won't be in there very long.
Yeah. She's like, but I just want little braids. And Phaedra's like, do you want a French braid or cornrow or a new style I'm calling Taylor's Camel Toe? She's like, okay, I just want, just give me a braid. And Phaedra's like, you're giving me lesbian eyebrows. And then so they start like doing like humping and stuff. So then Dorinda is checking her lasagna and she set up a cupcake buffet. You know what we're gonna have? A cupcake buffet. Like, Dorinda's just going, it's too far, it's too much. So Brandy comes down and sees it and she goes, oh my god, that cupcake is uncovered, don't eat that. Don't eat it. It's uncovered. And now I'm defending the cupcake buffet. Now I'm mad at Brandy for dissing this cupcake buffet. You see, the show does this to my emotions. I can't just have one emotion while I watch the show.
Yeah, this is also, by the way, the needle is moving towards Dorinda on the lasagna bake-off. Okay, like, someone who is, like, concerned about open-air cupcakes is not someone I want to be making my lasagna, because I'm like, what else are they concerned about that they're keeping out of my lasagna? You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. Lasagna should be dangerous.
So then Jill Zarin comes down. She goes, oh my god, is she kidding me? The cupcakes. I feel like I'm in a bar mitzvah. Okay, which reminds me. If anyone needs Star Wars memorabilia for any bat mitzvahs or b'nai mitzvahs, call me. I know a guy.
Oh, and these pajamas, what are they, J. Crew? I am loving them. I love J. Crew. I don't have a J. Crew store, everybody. Don't worry. Except that J is a very popular name in the Jewish culture. And I used to have a crew that I would hang out with all the time. We always were on the same private plane, which is crazy because it was mine. I mean, it was my friends. I borrowed it. But anyway, we would call each other the J. Crew. Which was really, really funny. You know, no one else really got it.
Yeah, it was great. It's a funny story. I did open up a store once in Cape Cod called Jill Crew, but I was sued. And then the same people then sued Margaret Josephs from across the river, across the Hudson River. It was a terrible time for all of us.
So in the kitchen, Brandy is acting. She's doing that thing where she's nice right before she's mean to you. So she goes up to Vicky and she's like, Vicky, do you feel better? She's like, I had a chest x-ray. So yeah, I had a chest x-ray. Oh my God, I'm so glad you feel better. Well, thank God I do too, because I was dying. I was almost dead. I had a chest x-ray. It was an x-ray of my chest.
Oh, wow. Well, you're like a whole different person. So, oh, but I'm high, by the way. So sorry about that.
Yeah, I was literally dying. I had a chest x-ray. I almost died from it. During it. Before and after and during it. My chest x-ray.
Well, okay. I mean, I feel like you're so iconic and legendary. And I don't want to fight with you. But I'm like, oh my God, she hates me. She's like, no, I hate fighting. I hate fighting. I don't like it easy either. But, you know, if someone pisses me off. I didn't mean to. I didn't mean to.
Yeah, I didn't mean to do that. And, like, if I did, I'm sorry. Because, like, I didn't mean to do that.
But I'm just saying, like, I'm very reactionary.
Obviously. Okay. Yeah, and I just have to learn your personality. You know, it's like QuickBooks. You know, it's a mess. It's like mistakes that you think can never be righted. But then you're like, oh, it's just how QuickBooks works. You know what I'm saying?
Wow, I can't believe that you also are very reactionary, and by that I mean deeply conservative, as is the definition of reactionary. Oh, did you mean reactive? Oh, that's more disappointing.
I'm actually in a reactionary club, which is, that could have bonded us, but you just didn't know the word. So, I just want to say this, and she puts both her hands on Brandy's shoulders, which... gross. She's like,
I know. You? It was a power move, actually. Yes. I actually respected the power
move. She's like, you are never... allowed to say shut the fuck up to me. You're never allowed to talk to me like that, because I will say to you, let me say to you, I would never,
it's part of my lingo,
say that to a woman. I would never say that to a woman.
But I grew up, I grew up in a different, you know, it's part of my lingo, and I grew up in Sacramento. I don't care, you're an adult now. You are never going to say it. You know that Heather DeBro is watching, being like, amateur.
Yes. And I like that Brandy goes, yeah, but I grew up in a different time. Like, Brandy grew up in a time where saying, shut the fuck up, you stupid bitch, is like, fine, you know? And because, like, no, what I'm going to tell you is I am not going to hear you say that to me. I'm not going to hear that. And Brandy's like, no, can't tell you that.
Here she goes, okay. Somebody goes,
and Phaedra's in between them now, like, okay, guys.
And so Phaedra goes, it sounds like Brandy is trying to apologize, but that's not at the core of her being.
Yeah.
Brandy's like, oh, what I can tell you is I will do my best to not speak to you in that way. And Vicky's like, that's all I want.
And everyone's like, yes, Brandy made a concession. You know, so everybody's applauding her. And then Brandy and Dorinda.
But before Brandy and Dorinda, I do have to say one of my favorite moments of this kitchen scene was Brandy. She pulls like a spoon of, pulls up a spoon of her tomato sauce, and she's like, gives it to Phaedra to taste. She goes, try it. It's a little spicy though. And Phaedra tastes it, goes, it's spicy.
So Eva's like, I'm so proud of Brandy. She said sorry, and you might get another fuck you coming. Just letting you know. So now's the unveiling. They unwrap their lasagnas, and Brandy's like, mine kind of fell apart. And Dorinda's like, mine is perfect. If mine is a Monet, hers is a Basquiat. You know, it's a little unorganized. It's a little soupy. And if she says fuck you to anybody one more time, that's going to be a Pollock. It's going to be all over the place.
I did not know that Basquiat style was soupy. That's, but I love that she, first of all, I feel like we shouldn't ever compare anything by Brandy Glanville to Basquiat, but I did love that Dorinda was like Monet versus Basquiat. It was really bringing way too much like high haute couture, not whatever.
Is it haute or hot? Okay. TJ Maxx. Somebody call TJ Maxx so we can get through this segment.
Yes. Also, by the way, Dorinda's lasagna looked sort of small to me. It was like a little square, right? Were you surprised by that? Because I was surprised.
They were both small lasagnas. They weren't like big, gigantic, you know, family-style lasagnas. But they're cooking for housewives at the same time. And, you know, nobody ate that shit anyway. So they show... Eva goes, now I know lasagna and fingers are on the menu tonight because Dorinda is in my lasagna. And then we see Dorinda serving and she's like, all right, here's some
more. Clean, don't worry. My fingers are clean. And then she's tasting the food with her.
So Brandy's like, well, I will say yours is much warmer than mine because I was letting mine rest, so mine is a spicy cold one. She says, really? Oh, well, I make mine with strained cottage cheese, and then I firm it, and then I put it in the fridge, and then I warm it. Good job, Dorinda. Good job.
And then Taylor's like, yeah, Brandy, yours has like almost like a Spanish flavor, which is, of course, what you want to hear from your lasagna. And Brandy's like, and yes, it's so because spicy.
I put lemon juice. Yeah, I put lemon juice in there. I put Cabernet in there. I put a twisty tie in there. You know, really whatever you find in the kitchen. You know, tuna. A little tuna. Bottle caps. Those are good
snackables.
In there.
She's just like, what? You know, you put in enough snackables, they become a mealable. So.
And sugar. And Dorinda goes, not sugar. Come on.
And celery. She's like, oh, gosh. And Dorinda, by the way, has a face full of food. And she's just like, the food's coming out. She's like, I mean, how many things you got? I mean, what else is in here? You got a skunk in here. You got a raccoon. You got a boot. Like, what is this?
Phaedra's like, now everybody knows if there's going to be a mystery ingredient in a dish, the white lady's going to put it in there.
Dorinda's like, how about the Cool Whip? How much Cool Whip is in here? And Jill is like, you know what? I wouldn't throw stones in a glass house. I don't think Dorinda's lasagna is that good either. I'm just saying.
She's going to get it. Dorinda's going to kick her ass. Yeah. So Dorinda's cracking up because now, you know, Dorinda gets that kind of mean thing in her. So she's like basically just dissing Brandy's lasagna and cracking up. And Tamara's like, don't be making fun of my new best friend. And she's like, Vicky, I hate to tell you, you went to the hospital and Brandy and Tamara got good. Mm-hmm. And Brandy's like, honestly, Dorinda's better.
I mean, that's the truth. Really, I shouldn't have put those Skittles in here. I think that's really the only thing throwing this off. But otherwise, I mean, I did okay. Between this was better. I admit it.
So then they're all like voting in the confessionals, and pretty much Dorinda wins. And even Marco, he weighs in and he's like, no one went back for seconds on Brandy's lasagna. So, and then Eva goes, Brandy, I love you. I don't know what the fuck this is. It's like an enchilada pie.
And Vicky goes, I won't vote. Thank you. Could you keep that going?
That as a trend in your life.
Yeah, for the next decade or so.
And Jill's like, you know, I have to say both of them, they were both a little cold and they weren't that good. And goes, 4 minutes ago, you know, Brandy, mine's not cold. It's very hot. It's hot. They were both cold.
Okay, so now Brandy, typical, you know.
Oh my God, I'm going to play a game. We're going to put big inflatable dildos on our heads. It's going to be so funny. Okay, and then we can wear the dildos around like a belt. And then people have to throw, a ring on the dildo.
Yeah. And so Vicky, of course, was horrified. She's like, up. And then they just start, it's more fun in games. They're like throwing rings on inflated penises.
And you know that Dorinda is going to go off soon, because Dorinda started this by saying, I have a game called Confession.
I brought games!
So Brandy is like taking the game moment away to do this dick thing, right? So you know that Dorinda is already pissed.
Yeah, she's very pissed, right? So so they're just like playing, and Jill's like, I'm more of like a Monopoly or Trivial Pursuit kind of person, which, by the way, if you need a deal at KB Toys or at Toys R Us, I know Jeffrey the Giraffe. They say it's out of business, but that's wrong.
Could you imagine Jill playing Trivial Pursuit? What is the 50th state in the United States? Oh, my God. At first, I thought he said steak, which is crazy. You know, I don't eat a lot of steak. I really prefer potatoes. I could eat in a steakhouse every night, which is hilarious. I love macaroni and cheese. I love potatoes. I love the bread they give you. They're charging for that now. Can you believe that they're charging for the bread right now in a steakhouse? I mean, I know it says steakhouse, not bread house, but bread is cheap. All right? Give me the fucking bread. You're charging me $80 for this steak. You know, I really love potatoes.
I feel like Jill playing Trivial Pursuit, she just answer all her friends. Like, this person, who is the person who invented woolen socks?
Patty Stinger.
Well, you know what? I think that has to be Marion Beanstalk. Her husband has a very successful sock industry, and his family goes back many years. I'm telling you, it's Marion Beanstalk. You can look it up. It's Marion Beanstalk did it. It's like, Jill, that's your friend. But she invented them.
So funny. So then... let's see here. Where are we? So they're just playing this dildo game or whatever. And Dorinda's like, oh my God. So, yeah. So Brandy's like licking hers, of course. She goes, oh, yeah, I know how to suck a really good cock, right? Because I'm Brandy.
Ah! And you have to do like that thumb up there sometimes.
And they're like, what? And Dorinda's like, why do you put a thumb up there? What are you talking about? She goes, in the butthole. And Dorinda goes, oh, that's called whoopsie. That's what that's called. Do you have to go let people out?
You know, it's, yeah, if you give me like 1 second here.
Go for it. I'll keep talking so I don't have to edit this video.
Honestly,
later.
Yeah, I was about to say, just keep talking and just like talk about it.
Go,
I'll be right back.
Do your thing. You know what? I played a game called Whoopsie one time. Oh my God, it was so difficult. I did put my thumb up there. It wasn't his butthole, unfortunately. I was just trying to get an eye poker out of his eye. You know what I mean? And I put it in there. The man started bleeding out of his eyes. I called Patty Stenga. I said, what do I do? She says, you've got a rich, injured man. I can get somebody to date him. So she gets this girl to start dating him. I'm saying, I don't want to date him. I'm dating him. Like, what are you doing? Trying to give my man away? Turns out the girl would later be on Real Housewives of New York City. Her name is Leah, which is so funny. That's how I met Leah, because Leah was on Millionaire Matchmaker with Patty Stenga, which is kind of funny. So, you know, I haven't been on the show in a long time, but my spirit has been on the show for a very long time because I still bring so much to the show. Leah McSweeney, you're welcome. Audience, you're welcome for Leah McSweeney. So Dorinda's like, why are you putting thumb up there?
In the butthole!
And Dorinda's like, that's called whoopsie where I'm coming from. Lord, please don't. Let anybody ask me to ass plug him, okay? I made it to 56 without somebody asking me to butt plug him.
All I have to say is that woman got a really big house for not having to ass plug anything. And I really hate when people get so much in the world without putting any effort into it. I mean, for Christ's sake, I know you were married to the man, but he bought you a fucking estate. The least you could have done is butt plug him. For Christ's sake. Ben's back.
Well, what did I miss? We're talking about confessions.
Yeah, confessions.
So, Vicky, they still play this thing. Jill won the cock toss game. And they're all having fun. And Taylor's like, oh my God, everyone is having fun. I've got to give credit to Brandy this once. She did a really good job here.
Yeah. So, so now are we moving on to the confessions?
Now it's confessions.
Confessions. I got a game called Confessions. So, which also, you know, is never going to go in the right direction. So what could you have done, Phaedra, with a bit more luck and encouragement? She goes, maybe be a professional cheerleader. I was like, what? But you're a lawyer.
She's like, you know, Eva's like, yeah, Phaedra absolutely has cheer captain presence. She'll do the prayer before the game and everything. So yeah. Then Eva is asking Tamara. She's like, so Tamara, this is your question. What are the worst sides of your partner? And Tamara's like,
the worst part is his butthole because he farts.
I love Tamara's one-dimensional answer. and then Jill goes, you don't want that motherfucker. See, I can be cool. I can get down and dirty. I said motherfucker, huh? That's like, I'm like Brandy. I'm like Jill Glanville right there, huh?
Cock. I mean, I know that wasn't really in a sentence or anything. I just wanted to say it because I'm cool.
So then the question is to Jill, what disappoints you about your father? And so Jill's thing is like, okay, well, let's see. What disappoints me? Let's see. He never quite had a deal at Neiman Marcus. Let's see. B. Altman's. He didn't have a hookup at B. Altman's. He bought everything full price at B. Altman's. That was disappointing. Let me think some more. Huh?
Vicky's like, oh my God, that's so mean. And Phaedra's like, we just went from happy dicks to ding dongs. And Brandy's like, that's national television, Jill. Don't do it. Jill goes, you're right. You're right. Nothing. Nothing makes me unhappy about my father. And Brandy goes, what does that mean? And Brandy's like, everything we say here is going to air, and that can hurt other people. She goes, I know this is a new thing to you, Brandy Glanville, but we've all been on reality television before. Okay. Jill's like, no, don't get on Brandy. You know, she's just trying to help me. You know, but you would never say anything bad anyway. Yeah, but I was like trying to look for something bad to say. So maybe I would have found something bad, you know, like my father one time forgot to put out the trash. And then we had to sit there for the whole week waiting for the trash guy to come back to get the trash. It really smelled. I feel terrible now. I feel terrible. I should have listened to Brandy. I'm a terrible human being.
It was a terrible thing because I had actually bought 3 dresses from Lord and Taylor's and he thought the other 2 were trash and he threw them out, but they were actually duplicates. So I could give them to my daughter who I hadn't even had at that time yet. I mean, there's a lot going on with that story, but you know what? No, he never disappointed me ever. Not even with the Lord and Taylor's thing.
All right, you know what? If this game isn't going to be fun, then let's stop the game. Okay? I'm going to say that with a big smile on my face while I get up and pace around the room because I'm not angry. I'm a hostess. But if we're not going to have fun, then I don't want to do it. So I'm going to go over there. I'm going to go to the other room because this is not fun. Okay?
And then we see Dorinda in the other room and a camera getting her through the window just with a giant martini like
rage drinking it. She's like, you know, it could just be like, you know what I hate about my dad, the fact that he's getting older. I mean, you know. And Brandy goes, it feels like it was a setup. And so Dorinda's like, maybe to you it felt like that way because you run your life like that. But this is a game. It's a game. Okay? And that's what disappoints me about my father. Whoa, see, I just did it right there.
And Jill's like, how could Dorinda be mad at Brandy trying to stop me from saying something bad about my father? Like, maybe it's because if you don't do what Dorinda wants, she's going after you. The end. And Brandy's like, I know, but still. And Dorinda's like, you know what? I've known Jill for over 20 years.
Well, I've known Jill 10 years.
Oh, really? Well, what's 20 divided by 10? That's 2. And that's how much longer I've known her than you. 2 times longer. Okay. She would never say anything bad about her father.
Well, she was about to. She goes, well, then you know what? You run the game, okay? Because I don't particularly, you run the game because I don't particularly like put the ring on your dick. How about that? She goes, well, why are you being so mean to me? Because it's a game and you're being negative, okay? I want to know where we go wrong here. Where do we go wrong right here?
Here we go.
Because you're being a dick.
Here we go. Face of an angel, mouth of a serpent.
Is this about time to tell people I give really good blowjobs? Because I do. Serpent blowjobs!
Is this because of what I did to that balloon just before?
And they're all trying to figure out what serpent, mouth of a serpent means. They're all looking at each other. And Dorinda's like, that's okay. Let's just laugh it off. Let's just laugh it off.
I'm confused because Dorinda's coming after me for no reason. Like, it's her way or the highway. I don't subscribe to that. Sorry.
So they decide to move forward with the game. And so now they're asking a question about relationships to Eva. Or Eva's asking it to herself. And it's like, what does your partner not understand? And she's like, well, the part about being a woman and that we have hormones and everything. And Brandon's like, periods. Okay, so, and then this is when Brandy adopts this tone. This is Brandy's tone that says, I'm going to say something really shady, but it's going to be okay because we've established that we like each other. And even though it's shady, we're going to laugh. And it never works because she goes, oh my God. Like, he does love you. Like, you know, like, he FaceTimed earlier tonight and, like, he is so obsessed with you. And he was, like, taking care of all your, like, supermodel babies. And then he came on and I thought he was going to be, like, a mangina. But, like, he wasn't a mangina. Even though we, like, he did give some, like, oozing mangina vibes. But he's not a mangina whatsoever.
So Eva's like, what? What is that? And Phaedra's like, mangina, when will she learn? When will she learn? She's going to lose her invite to the cookout. So Brandy's like,
well, no, what I'm saying is I thought he was going to be a mangina, but he's not a mangina.
And Eva's like, she just called him a mangina? What is that? I don't like that. You don't come after my husband. I'm like, oh my gosh. Now, she didn't. She said she thought he was going to be a mangina, but he's not a mangina. I mean, I guess it's still not nice to say, but
it's one of those things where it's like theoretically it's a backhanded compliment. It's like, oh, I just assumed he would be like this, but turns out he wasn't. So it's all good. But it's like, but the fact that you're making assumptions, like shady assumptions about my man, it's like, doesn't fly well with a lot of people when you do things like that. It's like when you say to someone, oh my God, when I first met you, I hated you. I thought you were such an asshole, but it turns out you're great. It's like, thanks, you know?
Well, it's like saying, when I met you, I thought you were going to be an asshole, but you're great. Which I guess still isn't that nice, but
I don't think that Brandy knows Eva well enough to be talking like that.
Well, it doesn't go over well. That's for sure.
Doesn't go over well. Right. No.
So Dorinda's like, listen, don't listen to that. She doesn't even know what she's saying. All right. I mean, I didn't know what a mangina was until I met John. Really, you know? You know what fupa is? That's when I learned, you know? It's really not as bad as people make it out to be. You know, it's something you get used to it. You know, like snow in the winter. Saltwater pools. I mean, those were weird to me. But now I'm used to them.
So Brandy's inside saying, like, you know, the type of men I've dated, like, I'm the one who's in charge of them. Like, they have vaginas, not dicks. And Phaedra goes, you gotta think. You gotta think, Brandy.
Yeah. And so Vicky's like, well, going to bed. I'm going to bed. You know what the doctor told me? Sleep, 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 sleep. I gotta go to bed. So this has ruined the night, right? So now everybody's separating, and they're like, Tamara tells Taylor, I don't think Brandy's making much sense. And Taylor's like, I know.
Yeah. And Eva's telling Dorinda, like, I don't want to blow up in your home, so I'm not going to. But then she tells us she needs to know that this is the only and last time she does this shit with me, okay? Play reindeer games outside of Christmas with everyone else, but ho, 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 I'm not the one, mama. Be warned. I warned you about that. Mama warned you about that. Don't do that.
So Brandy.
Sorry, Eva. I am not Eva Marcel. I can't do it as well as her.
Brandy goes up to, she's wasted, right? So she's kind of stumbling around as usual at the end of the night. She's like, hey, is Eva in here? She goes to Vicky and Tamara's room and starts to get into bed to hang out with him to have one of her, oh my God, I thought you guys were such bitches, but now I like you. Like, you know, that's what was coming next.
Yeah.
But she goes in there and Vicky sees her and she's like, Tamara, I'm choking on my pill. Tamara, bah! Heimlich, Tamara, let's be wacky. We're fun. No one's going to say I'm not fun on this trip. Whoop it up. Let's whoop it up.
Yeah, it was some grade A Vicky Gunvalson acting right there. Like, oh my God, I thought I was dead. I thought I knew the Heimlich.
And Brandy sees her going into like community theater mode. So she's like, and she just like stumbles back out of the room.
Yeah. And that's where it ended.
That's where it ended. A good old girls trip, episode 3. Thank you, everybody, so much for being here. Patreon people, getting this early. Thank you for supporting us on El Patreon. And
right.
The rest of you all, I mean, what can I tell you? We love you. We like you. We're so glad you're with us. And we will talk to you next time. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C, Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Wee McLovin, Karen McClelland.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson. Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
She's our queen, Marie Levine.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors. Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Better do what she says, it's Elva Enriquez. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We will, Joanna Rockland you.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. We want to hang with Liz Lane. The incredible edible Matthew sisters. No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Paging Paige Mills, Paging Paige Mills.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.